I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. Good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we highlight great people doing great things. In the studio, I have my dear sister, Coupe Joe, representing the Junior League of Douglas County in the building. Woo-hoo. How are you?
Thank you so much, Rashad. I appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
I appreciate you being here. Yes. You are always repping quite well. You always have the button on, letting people know exactly who you stand with.
Yes.
For those who may not know the background of the Junior League, let's talk about the Junior League of Douglas County and what you all do.
The Junior League of Douglas County is a wonderful charitable organization, nonprofit organization. We have been doing service work in the community for the past 30 years. We're celebrating 30 years in 2020.
Woo-hoo. Wow, congrats.
So we're excited about everything we're doing in Douglas County, and that's nestled nicely out just outside Atlanta, and we operate outside of Douglasville, Georgia. We're doing wonderful things in the community.
And Douglas County, politically speaking, has transitioned over the recent years. And I remember when Douglas County had zero to little black representation.
Yes.
And those things have begun to transition quite well. What makes it significant, your organization? Why is it that your organization has had this kind of longevity?
This organization has had such longevity because we're looked upon in the community as the pillars of the community to help women and children. Our mission is to improve the lives of women and children in the community through literacy. We believe that literacy is so important, and it is. And we have a wonderful, let me just highlight our leader. We have a dynamic leader. Her name is Katrina Harley, and she's dynamic inside the Junior League and outside. We also have Dominique Holloman, which is our president-elect, and Dahlia Racine, which is our president-elect-elect. So we have three tiers of leadership.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Say that again, president-elect-elect. What does that mean?
That just means she's third in line to the presidency. So we always have three tiers of presidency ready to go right into action.
All right. So they're like vice president, vice president.
Absolutely. Now, but inside the league, it's called president-elect and president-elect-elect.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Now, how often do you hold elections for president?
Every year.
Okay, there's an election.
Yes. Every year, presidency will turn over to the president-elect and then president-elect-elect after each year.
Wow. So basically, you all come up with the next 3 years of leadership.
Yes, we have three tiers of leadership already.
See, that's dynamic, actually.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Some people are listening, and they're saying, well, that's kind of strange. No. That's how you pass along institutional knowledge.
Yes, it is.
That's how you don't lose institutional knowledge
with the
transition of an administration.
That's right.
That tells me your organization is well-structured.
Yes.
That's what it tells me.
Yes. Well, let me just talk a little bit about why I'm here.
Okay.
We launched what's called the Little Black Dress Initiative on November 4th of this month, and it's also known as LBDI. And it's where the league members wear the same black dress, which I've been wearing my black dress many times that you've seen me.
You know what, sister? I was actually going to say something, but I saw you in that same dress anyway.
Yes, yes.
Okay, it's intentional.
It's intentional.
That makes me feel a little better about my question.
We've worn the same black dress for a solid week.
Wow.
In an effort to raise awareness around poverty.
Yes.
And the issues that people have, namely women have, wearing clothes.
That's right.
Different outfits and different, you know, pieces to wear to work or to go to job interviews.
Let me pause on this because this is very serious. This is a real dedication.
Yes.
You're still an active woman. You still have associates and work associates and social, you have all of that. They're seeing you every day this week with the same attire. Are they asking you questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some people have made, you know, smart remarks and looks, but That's why I wear my button, and it just says, ask me about my dress. So yeah. I wear my dress proudly, and my league members also wear their dresses proudly so that we can say, you know what, this is a conversation piece. I'm raising awareness for women who don't have choices. That's why we intentionally don't modify what we wear. There are no alterations. We don't clean it. We wear it just as it is every single day because there is a woman out there right now today who does not have a choice. She has to wear the same dress to get an interview, to go to work, to get her children off to school, or she may not have the opportunity to get different outfits right. for an interview. So that's why we want to raise awareness.
Let me ask you about practically how this money works. If someone gives a contribution today, right?
Yes.
Does that contribution go toward helping purchase outfits? What does it go to?
It goes to support our mission, okay. which is to support women and children mm-hmm. and to make sure we're doing good in the community. And it goes to eradicate generational poverty as well.
Right.
So some of us have taken it upon ourselves to donate clothing to mm-hmm. various shelters. We raise money to give back to the community in any way we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we're helping women in various ways. We're training women to learn about different things that's going on in the community.
You guys have a literacy program. You ladies have a literacy program as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where we give out books to young children. We go to read to young children. We do arts and crafts with them. We go to the senior centers and we have parties and do crafts with them as well. We train women. We just learned recently about domestic violence and how to recognize the signs in domestic violence mm-hmm. victims. We learned about period poverty, which is a menstruation that young women have, and some middle schoolers don't have menstruation packs or they don't have sanitary napkins. So
wow.
what we did in one of our GMMs or general membership meetings was to put various sanitary napkins in a sack and hand deliver them to middle schools so that young girls have access to what they need access to.
Tremendous. Tremendous. You are solving real problems that everyday young people have.
Yes, we are.
And everyday women have.
Yes, yes.
What I would like to do is make a contribution and encourage my A1 listeners to do the same. Okay.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to volunteer, can they volunteer with
Absolutely.
Douglas County?
Yes.
Junior
you can
League?
Also volunteer with Junior League of Douglas County. Can I give out my
Absolutely.
Information?
Yes.
My name is Coupe Joe, and my email address is coupe.joe@gmail.com. That's coupe.joe@gmail.com. And just let me know that you want to attend one of our general membership meetings or you want to volunteer with the Junior League of Douglas County. We would be happy to have you.
All right. Once again, if you would like to volunteer, maybe support in another way, you can email Coupe right now at K-U-P-A-E, that's K-U-P-A-E dot Joe, J-O-E, at gmail.com, coupe.joe@gmail.com. If you're out in Douglas County, you don't need to miss this opportunity. If you work in Douglas County, if you travel through Douglas County, I want you to be involved in what they're doing in Douglas County. If somebody wants to make a cash contribution, how can they do that?
If you all want to make a donation, you can go to JL Douglas County via Instagram, or you can go to Junior League of Douglas County on Facebook. We have a link there. And I also have it on my Instagram page. You can go to KJoe828, and that's on Instagram. And you can just click the link in my bio and donate to a wonderful and worthy cause.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate all you do.
Thank you so much, Rashad. I appreciate you.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.